Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking a little turkey with Mike Llewellyn from the Rampart Range chapter, and a little bit about an upcoming banquet there. We've got our friends from Outdoor Buddies in studio and several other good guests. So hope you will enjoy the show today. Be sure and check out our website, sportsmenofcolorado.com. If you've got some subjects that you would like for us to cover on the show, whether it be, you know, fishing, hunting, archery, I mean, whatever, we want to cover the subjects that you would like for us to. So shoot me an email, Scott at Sportsman, and that's Sportsman with an M-A-N, sportsmenofcolorado.com. Well, you've heard these folks on our show before, and most of the time it's when we are doing live shows at the International Sportsman's Expo each year, but we finally kind of teamed up here together and formed a great partnership, and we are looking forward to having these gentlemen on throughout the year. And this is a great organization. It's Outdoor Buddies, and this is a volunteer-based nonprofit organization that collaborates with able-bodied volunteers to help disabled individuals and disadvantaged youth enjoy the best of what Colorado's natural resources have to offer. So we're going to learn a little bit about the organization, tell you about a way you can get involved and help. And with that, I will welcome a couple of gentlemen in studio, Larry Sanford, and Larry's the president of Outdoor Buddies. So Larry, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right. And then Dan Brown, he is on the board of directors as well. So Dan, welcome.
Thank you.
So Larry, let's start with you a little bit. First of all, tell us just a little about yourself, how you became involved in Outdoor Buddies, and then we'll get on to a few more topics here.
All right. I was, of course, you guys can't see, but I was electrocuted probably, 30 years ago this last year. So I was burned 80% of my body, lost something off every extremity. And so, you know, back when I got hurt, you know, I was a 26-year-old guy that was 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and happily married, pleased to be happily married to the same woman, and great kids, and doing, you know, things in the outdoors and whatnot. But the problem was, is once I got hurt, you're in a wheelchair. I was in a wheelchair for 5 years, and you try to get back in the outdoors. You have the knowledge,
sure,
but you don't have the means to get out there in the outdoors. And so my surgeon actually was the one that said, hey, you ought to get going with this group that has started up and get in the outdoors. And
wow.
And so that's what I did. I went out on the first hunt with them. I got a hold of Sid Sellers at the time, who started Outdoor Buddies, okay, with another group, and with Craig Hospital in 1984. And so it was there that they said, yeah, you want to go on an elk hunt? Come on. And so that's how I got started with it, and it's a lot of fun to be able to look back at that point where I was, you know, I wasn't 10 foot tall and bulletproof anymore.
Sure.
I was on wheels, haven't had people, you know, push me wherever I went, and
right,
you know, then they got me back in the outdoors. So, but then I'm here trying to help get more people out.
Wow, well that's great. That's great. So that's a real personal deal for you, because you've been through it, and you know what, you know, all the folks that you guys have helped over the years, what they feel like, and boy, it just gives them a good chance to get out and enjoy, like we said, the outdoors. So, Dan, a little bit about you, sir.
Well, I grew up in Dunlap, Tennessee, a real small community back, farm community, actually, and grew up hunting and fishing, and so been in it for on the 24th, I'll be 69, so basically 69 years.
Wow.
And I spent 21 years in the Army, Vietnam vet, and came to Colorado because I had a grandchild born out here in Erie, and my wife thought it was a good idea we would go ahead and retire and come
they
out.
They usually do when they're grandchildren.
Absolutely. And so having some mobility issues myself, I sought out some guys to hunt with, and to someone to be a part of. Being retired and can't spend all the time with the grandbaby, but
sure.
So the gentleman's one of the gentlemen volunteered down at CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, told me about Outdoor Buddies and said I should look into, talking to those guys. So I got Dwayne Roby, our executive vice president's number, and Larry's, and I gave Dwayne a call, and he invited me to a meeting, and a couple months later I was on the board of directors. So I've enjoyed for the last 4 years, I guess it is now.
Seems like a lifetime, doesn't
it? I know, yeah, it gets away from you. And so I've enjoyed working with Outdoor Buddies, being a part of the board of directors, and assisting with some of the hunts, and and being able to go on some hunts myself. So it's been a great opportunity, and it's more rewarding for those of us that are helping hunters than it, than it is for the hunter, I believe. So a great opportunity for me, and hopefully I've made some contributions to the organization. But it's not about us. It's about, the individuals out there that may think they can never get into the outdoors again.
Right.
And if they'll contact us and talk to us, I think we can help them.
Absolutely. Now, when you see the pictures, you go to your website, and by the way, that's outdoorbuddies.org. If you go, you see pictures of all the different types of chairs, and sometimes, boy, there's some big, big chairs that you can really get some guys out there. Are those things that you can help people connect with to buy, or do y'all give some of those chairs sometimes to people, or is your deal strictly just trying to get them in the outdoors and, but you can, I'm just trying to figure out the whole
thing. It's all about hooking people up with anybody. We're not, we don't sell them. We're blessed to be able to get some, and we've got three of them, and people ask me all the time, how many do you need, and we need a fleet, and so there's the distributor for the one that we use is the Action Track Chair, Annie Barta here in Colorado. We send them to them if they would like to buy one, and they also have ways and funding that folks can get them themselves. We have people that have signed up with us and decided, hey, I'd like to have one of these on my own, because that's what we're about, is teaching people to get back in the outdoors. But we're also, hey, you can do it yourself still.
Right.
Absolutely. With still a little help. But the chairs, those track chairs make all the difference in the world. So any way we can help people get connected to getting in the outdoors, plus the equipment to do that.
Right.
Then we'll let them know anything that we have. So
cool. And, man, we're all busy. When I think, and I come to, a lot of meetings, different banquets we're involved with, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Ducks Unlimited, Pheasant Forever. And I see, a group like I've been to a couple of your meetings now, and man, first one, it's about 30 people, it seemed like, in there. But I mean, you must really believe in a mission to dedicate as much time as you do to it, because like I say, we're all busy. Whether you're retired or not, you still got things in life you want to do, and you guys dedicate a lot of hours, and I know you're not looking for a pat on the back today, and I'm not really giving you that. I'm just saying, volunteer, none of these organizations could survive without people like yourself and volunteers, right?
That's true. Volunteers are the heart of Outdoor Buddies. The first saying that Outdoor Buddies has was able-bodied people helping folks with disabilities. As it's progressed, they've got a lot of us that with disabilities that have the knowledge that have been taught, and we know how to use the equipment to get back in the outdoors. And it does take a tremendous amount of time. So in order to cut our hours down, so we can spend more time with our families and do the things that we need to do and whatnot, it takes more volunteers that have that passion. If somebody can just say that, hey, I can give you an hour here or do, something there, because we do events 365 days a year.
Right.
And so that in lies the problem with all the time. Mm-hmm. And so if you get on our website and call and say, hey, I love to hunt, but I've done it all, and now my kids are moved out or whatever the case is, and I'd love to come out there and help take some folks out. I know how to do it, and that's what it takes. For instance, like taking somebody that's blind on their first elk hunt. Well, you realize that when you're going and you're looking at different things hunting, you don't usually say a lot of things, but when you're with somebody that has a sight impairment, you have to talk. Oh, hey, you know, there's a chipmunk over there on the rock, and there, you know, all the great things. And all of a sudden, you start realizing, wow, that's why I'm out here. That's right. Why I'm out here in the outdoors. I enjoy those type of things. And so you're explaining that to somebody, and they're just, you know, they're so elated to just, well, one, get out of the house and have somebody do something with them. And, but you learn those things as a volunteer. And so a lot of times you end up getting more back as a volunteer, and you feel guilty again, because here's the guy is there, or the woman, or the child that is in the need of getting in the outdoors, and you're the one that's receiving all the great benefits.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. We've got Larry Sanford in studio. He's the president of Outdoor Buddies. Dan Brown's on the board of directors. Again, check out their website, outdoorbuddies.org, if you can be of help. And like I say, we're not looking for a, 40-hour-a-week commitment from you. If you can just help a few hours, maybe with some of the events they have, and they do these all around the state, that would be a great thing. We are going to take a short break here just a little bit early, but when we come back, we're going to be telling you about a great event that's going to be coming up on Saturday, April the 22nd. This is going to be the Outdoor Buddies fundraiser banquet, and we want to tell you how you can get involved in that. And, you know, maybe go to their website. Maybe you just want to contribute to them. That would be a great, great thing. And I promise you, all the money's given goes to great cause. I've been to several meetings with these folks. I can tell you their heart's in the right place. And, you know, just real quick, guys, I mean, there's nothing that hurts good organizations more when some story comes out about somebody ripping off, some making up some organization and ripping it off. Man, that just makes the battle that much harder, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh. They don't realize that those folks, they need these things to get in the outdoors. You know, everybody else jumps up, puts their socks on, and off they go.
Yeah.
Well, when you got to put your legs on, you got to get your chair, you got to do all these other things, it just, it hurts. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Outdoor Buddies is in the house. We'll be right back.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
A clean smile is a happy smile, not just for us, but for our pets as well. February is National Pet Dental Health Month, and if your pet has tartar, bad breath, or trouble chewing, why not help your pet feel better? Clean, healthy teeth and gums are key to preventing gum disease, tooth loss, and bad bacteria that cause liver, kidney, and heart problems. February 1st through the 28th, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is offering free oral screens, $25 off full mouth x-rays, 50% off tooth brushing, and you'll receive a dental gift basket entry with any dental procedure. Give your pet a clean and happy smile today. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Check out all that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has to offer at lonetreevet.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. You know, I hear it all the time. If you give me a good enough deal, I'll buy your vehicle. So here it is. A 2017 Crew Cab 4x4 loaded for up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or how about a 2017 Chevy Cruze? Sign and drive a lease for only $199 a month. Heck, that's cheaper than a used car. And we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. So go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Thanks so much for joining us. Willie Schmidt in studio from Pure Hunting. Trevin Stolfus from Outback Outdoors. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us today.
It's great to be here.
Good to see you, Scott.
So, Willie, let's Trevin, you kind of just wrapped up your season on TV there. And
we're coming to a close.
Yeah, so let's talk about your shows and what all that happened this year for you.
You know, this was a unique year for us television-wise. I got to go hunt in Kentucky for elk. What? Elk in Kentucky? Yeah, it was awesome. I got to, we took some kids out turkey hunting, and I got to kill my first turkey with a stick bow with a recurve. So it was a unique season for sure.
Yeah, good deal. And Pure Hunting, Willie, talk about that and what's coming up.
Well, we just finished a little bit ago season 5. We're a Q3, Q4 show. And so we're getting kind of geared up for season 6, which will air this 2017, starting in late June, early July, depending on how the calendar falls. And I still have a couple hunts this spring to wrap up the filming season and some kind of fun things. I'm going to hunt Arizona for my first ever javelina with friend of both of ours, John Stallone.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually heading to Argentina for a red stag hunt.
Wow.
And yes, it is free range. It's not high fence.
Awesome.
So my wife's going to go. It's the first hunt after 6 years. She will join me. So it'll be fun to have her along, and that'll kind of wrap up season 6 for us. And of course, as Trev knows, there's no downtime, whether you're out filming or you're editing or you're trade shows with sponsors or you're just handling the business side of things. It does become more full time.
And I'm heading to Greenland March 11th for muskox. Yeah, it's never ending. And you know, you do this very well. And Outback Outdoors has usually or predominantly been a bow hunting show, but we picked Outback Outdoors as our name because we love everything outdoors.
Sure.
And so we're looking to do some waterfowl hunting in the near future. We want to do some fly fishing. We want to, which you already do all that stuff. And we've been kind of not pigeonholed because that was our genre was bow hunting, but we want to expand on that. So I'm actually excited at the opportunity to pick up a shotgun and pick up a rifle, and because we love all of that.
Sure.
It's just when you're kind of in that niche, and you know, bow hunting has been our primary passion and it still is, but it's we love it all.
Yeah.
So
just because you were just
we got to get him to Africa, Willie.
Oh, no, yeah, we
come
do.
Come on now. Here's my deal. I love Africa. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I have no problem. But there's so many things that I haven't hunted in the U.S.
Right.
And so I always tell myself, oh, I could go do that. And, of course, here I am going muskox. But the muskox thing.
I started to say, what part of America, United States is that in?
That fell in my lap. And a good buddy of mine owns an outfitting promotional service.
Right.
And so I'm actually getting to go for him. And we're doing a couple of short films to promote some new partners we have. So it's cool, but that probably won't be showcased on the show. Mm-hmm. That'll probably be a digital release or something like that, which is kind of cool because everybody can see it.
So. International Sportsman's Expo, we worked with Jim Gibson from New Zealand Safari. So I'm looking at a red stag thing, an 18 probably. Yeah. But, I mean, it's cool. And there are some cool animals all around the world that are just awesome. And over there, they hunt with suppressors mostly.
Right.
And they're over the counter, so you don't have to go through a lot of deals. And they said, man, it's just great for hunting, shooting in a big valley. And this is all free range too, you know, and it doesn't disturb the other animals and all the different things like that. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that as well.
Wow, cool.
What do you guys, and I'll let you both answer this. You know, TV fascinates everybody and they think it's just the easiest thing in the world. What do you guys think some of the biggest misconceptions about when we're sitting on a Friday night or Thursday night or Sunday morning watching hunting shows? What are some of the biggest misconceptions you think people have?
You go first, Willie.
All right, that soapbox you were on in the last segment, can I climb up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, here you go.
a couple things. One, that we get paid all this money to go on all of these hunts, and it must be nice. And I say, yes, if you find somebody who does that, that would be nice, because we pay a lot of money, number one, to have the privilege of being on television. They don't pay us. We pay. It's a time-buy model. And all the other expenses are out of our pocket. So unless you take the top five or six shows, and personalities have been doing it longer than you and I have, it is very difficult to even break even on the deal. So it is more a lifestyle and a passion to help fund that. So, no, and our sponsors, and we have to work hard to keep and maintain those sponsors.
And we have some great ones.
We do. We both do, and we share several of them, too.
We do.
That helps cover the cost, hopefully exceed the cost of doing this, but it is.
Well, it's TV's much like radio then, because I get the same thing, you know, and I mean, needless to say, people don't know my face like they know you guys' faces because you're on TV. But,
well,
you know,
maybe Willie's.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But, you know, a lot of people come up and say, man, I wish I had your life. Get talk of it. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea. This hour that I sit still on a Saturday to do this show or Haystack Help during the week, the rest of the time, I'm out scrambling just trying
work
to make
day
it
job.
Work for that hour.
I work a day job. A lot of us in the industry work a day job because we need to feed our family, and this industry is too fickle for me to quit my job and put all my eggs in one basket and then have other people that I need to support in the production staff and this and that. I don't trust it.
Sure.
I'll be honest. I do not trust this industry enough to quit my job.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about. Mark Womack. Yeah. You're familiar with Mark. I ran into him at the SHOT Show. He films and he produces some shows that we all know. He said, you know, in this industry, you live and die by one sponsor either coming on board or leaving. And depending on what level show you're at and the level of sponsor, he's absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is that risk that Trev's talking about, that you think you've got everything covered and you're doing everything right through no fault of your own.
Right.
An acquisition takes place, your relationship within the company leaves, goes somewhere else.
And a corporate world changes. I mean,
absolutely.
We can shake hands today with someone in a corporate world. Tomorrow, that guy could be gone, the new person come in, and you're done.
The only constant is change.
Yeah.
That's right.
The only constant. And I agree with what Willie said, but taking it a step even further is the fact that this is my passion. Now, let me clarify. It's not killing. My passion is telling a story. And if I did not have that passion, I would have quit this a long time ago.
Sure.
You know, my wife looked at me when we first started this, and I did some stuff with another production company where I was a paid host. And when we started Pure Hunting, she looked at me after one or two hunts where I was unsuccessful, and she said, you have this primal need to be in the woods, not killing, but hunting and just doing this and hopefully telling a story along the way. But if this changes and the pressure of killing animals or not having a good episode changes and causes that primal desire to go away, quit, because it's not worth it.
Right.
And that was some of the best advice. And so far, I still love it. We both show no kill episodes because that's part of hunting. If you look at success rates, it's out there. But it's more than just killing. It's telling the whole story. And so far, after 6 years, I've continued to still love it, and I'm still passionate about it.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Let's talk about some cool products. I've got my Dark Energy here, Willie. Thank you for introducing that a few years ago, and Garrett, a good friend of ours. But I tell you, I was on a plane yesterday coming back from Washington, D.C., and two people asked me what it was, and I said, I'm charging my phone. They go, my phone's dead. Could I borrow it? You know? But, I mean, Dark Energy, cool product. Great, great phone charger. What are some other cool products? Trevin, your sponsors? Willie, your sponsors?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got some great products, but one I found, I actually was introduced in your booth, PSL.
PSL.
Dude, you've got, Willie, I got to show you this. It's the coolest thing. PSL is personal solar lighting, and it is a collapsible, talk about a plug here. I didn't mean to do this, but I'm taking it to Greenland because it's rechargeable. It's solar. You can plug it into a USB. It's got a mini HDMI, but it's collapsible. It's waterproof, and it's an LED light. You can hang it up. It's the perfect lantern.
It's amazing.
It is
4
awesome.
Ounces.
Yeah.
Charges for 4 hours.
This
burns
big.
For 30.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'll get you one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, so that's probably
cool.
One of the neatest things I've seen, and it just happened to be when I was at the ISC in your booth, and they came in. And you know, some neat stuff that we've come up with. I like some of the new technologies in the binoculars with the rangefinder integrated.
Huge.
That's some really neat stuff, especially for rifle hunters. Swarovski just came out with a line, the EL ranges. So, you know, they've always had their EL line, which is a really, really great, great bino line. But this EL range, and I think up to like 1,000 yards, 1,200 yards, amazing.
Wow.
And it's all right there. And it's no bigger than a normal binocular.
Sure. Willie, how about you?
You caught me off guard in thinking about this. I don't know. But, you know, Dark Energy's one. I'd like to know this PSL. You know, brand new products coming out there.
What are you guys liking coolers? You know, that's a heavy market today.
It is.
I mean,
it is. And there's some good stuff out there.
Everywhere you go, you know.
We all, I think, know the market leader for high-end coolers, yeah. Which is Yeti.
Yeah. And I'm a Yeti guy.
You're a Yeti. Yeah.
You know, and I would say sort of a downside of the outdoor industry when you have partners, sometimes you don't get to test.
Yeah.
Really, if you're a product tester like an Aaron Snyder, you're out there, you don't have any affiliations, you're testing it, that's one thing. But in our game, I have a partnership with Siberian Coolers.
Okay.
They're a newer, up-and-coming one. I think, frankly, any of the high-end coolers do a good job, and with what we do, you need ice for 6-7 days. They're all going to perform. But I will say Yeti has some amazing additional products. I mean, they set, whether it's the collapsible coolers, whether it's all of their tumblers, whether it's magnets on the top of their bigger jugs so you don't lose it type thing.
They're definitely innovative.
They are. Yeah. They are.
And, you know, one thing I just thought of, Hamsky Archery, which is a local Colorado company, just came out with a new peep sight. So if you're an archery hunter, one of the things that can be an issue with peep sight is different eyesights, as you can imagine.
Sure.
You and I have talked about
yep.
this. And this new peep sight is designed to be consistent in lighting. So if I'm indoors shooting, what I can see changes than if I go outdoors. Mm. This new peep sight is designed so that it actually stays consistent whether you have low light or high light or a lot of light. And it's a great system, and you can put lenses in it, too, to clarify.
Wow.
So if you had eyesight that was fading or maybe, whatever, you're getting old. I mean, like I am. I know I'm going to have to get reading glasses at some juncture.
We can hook you up. Yeah. Stack Optical.
Okay,
I can hook you up.
But anyway, that blew me away. And they have had so much. I've been a Hamsky guy for a long time. The buzz that they're getting in the industry is amazing.
Yep. Well, guys, we got to do this more. All right. We've had fun.
We obviously can cover a lot of topics, and it spills over into something else.
Yeah,
but
sure, always.
Absolutely. Be sure and catch. Now, Pure Hunting will be on when?
We'll be on. We're moving to Monday nights this next year.
Okay.
The Sportsman Channel's changing their lineup to do some things differently than what Outdoor Channel's doing. But we will be on Monday nights, Q3 and Q4, at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It'll be the same block, the same show surrounding it, sort of a mini Western
that's
block.
A good, that's 7 p.m. our time. That's a good time slot.
So it follow is. Pure Hunting on Facebook and Outback Outdoors.
We're finishing up. We'll be running through the end of March, and we're Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, which is, of course, 8 p.m. our time on Friday nights on the Full Draw Friday line of shows on the Sportsman's Channel.
All right. Follow these guys on Facebook. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you, guys. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Markiel uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. You will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Watley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis. Weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to a good friend of ours personally and for the show, Mike Llewellyn. And Mike is with the National Wild Turkey Federation and banquet coming up. And this is the banquet season. And so I know there's a lot going on, but the Rampart Range chapter is a great, great chapter and one that we certainly support and try to be involved with as much as possible. So, Mike, how are you doing today, sir?
Great. How are you today, Scott?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And, you know, let's start out just a little bit. And for those that, you know, probably everyone knows about National Wild Turkey Federation and all. But for those that maybe just getting into turkey hunting, whatever, have heard about it but don't really know much about it, why don't you educate us just a little bit on the foundation as a whole, and then we'll talk about your chapter.
Sure. The National Wild Turkey Federation was founded in 1973 and is actually the second largest conservation group in North America with over 350,000 members across the nation. We put money on the ground for habitat improvement, outreach programs for the kids, the women, the handicapped, veterans all across the nation. We have our local chapters in Colorado, of course, not as many as some of the eastern states, but we are there, and we do a lot for conservation and habitat right here in Colorado.
Right. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people wonder, you know, and I'm, again, involved with quite a few banquets around, whether it's Ducks Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, or National Wild Turkey, and you know, it takes someone like you that's willing to give the time necessary to, you know, head up a banquet like you guys are going to be doing here on Friday, March the 10th. But it takes a lot of work, and not only with you, but volunteers and other people. But talk about that just a minute of why you kind of took on this mission, because, man, let's be honest, it takes a lot of time away from your business, your family, and all of that. But talk about why it's so important to you.
Absolutely. You know, it's a very good point, Scott. You know, all the organizations rely on volunteers. You know, the volunteers are the lifeblood of each of those organizations, ours included. I picked the National Wild Turkey Federation, you know, to volunteer 4 years ago, not because of my passion to turkey hunt. I get a lot of people that say, you know, oh, you must really like turkey hunting. Well, it's really about number four or five on my list, right? You know. But I volunteer my time because of what the Federation does, what it stands for, you know, the way it is organized and grouped, and how we are able to do things in our own state. We're a little bit different than some of the others in the fact that, you know, I'm also on the state board, and the state board has a hand in deciding which projects we're going to fund. We have funds that we raise in Colorado, we keep in Colorado, and as a board, we're able to sit down with the biologist and a representative from the Division of Wildlife and look at these habitat requests that come in and decide, you know, which programs are the best to spend our money on. You know, we also make decisions on funding for outreach programs across the state with all the other local chapters. I've pretty much been involved in running the local Rampart Range chapter based out of Castle Rock for about 10 or 11 years now. And biggest accomplishment this last year, after this short time, we actually were awarded for 2016 the top chapter in the state for fundraising. We had the largest banquet in the state last year as far as bringing in dollars, attendance, sponsor memberships, you know, the whole mess of stuff kind of goes into the factoring, and sure, the Rampart Range chapter did take away the trophy for top chapter for 2016 in Colorado.
Well, man, congratulations to you and your team, and like I said earlier, it does take a team of people to do this, but this is going to be the 18th annual Hunting Heritage Fundraiser for the Rampart Range Local Chapter for the National Wild Turkey Federation. This will be Friday, March the 10th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds in the Kirk Hall. The doors will open at 5 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6:30. And we'll go through some of the tickets available. And, you know, really, if you're a corporate guy or gal out there and maybe you could buy a corporate table, this is a great kind of fun event. Instead of going and playing golf with a bunch of people, doing things like that, get a table at something like this. This is something that can be really, really good. And the money is certainly goes to a well-deserving cause. And I promise you all the dollars are spent to do exactly that, is what Mike talked about. And that is saving the habitat and conservation, all the different things there. But, you know, let's talk a little bit what will happen that night, Mike.
Yeah, so, you know, anybody that's been to any other banquet, ours or any others, you know, we have live auctions and silent auctions and raffles and games. And, you know, we have a very wide array of stuff at ours, you know, from artwork to home decor, of course, guns, lots of hunting camping equipment. We even have a gas-powered camo mini bike this year.
Wow.
That we will have at the banquet for, you know, a game or live auction. You know, it's a little early yet, so we don't know exactly where everything's going to be placed, but everybody has a really good time, and we get a lot of really nice, you know, merchandise to sell and raffle off. And of course, we got a lot of really nice guns, and everything from shotguns to high powered rifles to handguns.
Well, that'll work. And so the ticket prices, and this also includes a year membership at in the NWTF. Singles are $60, $80 for a couple, and one membership comes with that for the couples at $80. And then for the 17 and under age, there's $20, and then it looks like $275 for sponsors. And then two different business tables are available, and Mike can fill you in on all of that. You can reach him at 303-419-4581. Again, that's 303-419-4581. Follow them on their Facebook page. That's the Rampart Range NWTF. And, again, this is a great event. And, boy, you meet a lot of great people at these. And, you know, they can't do this without us. So, you know, whether that be just buying a single ticket, you know, getting a corporate table, anything like that can be a big, big help for them. What are, and I know, again, we're still a little bit of ways out and you're still collecting things. So what's a couple of things right now you think will be on the live auction that are pretty cool?
Well, we actually have, again, this year, we have a four-person safari that we will have on the live auction.
Oh, okay.
We'll probably have at least one Nebraska turkey hunt. We annually have a pheasant hunt donated by Valhalla Hunt Club. We usually have a couple of our really nice, you know, prints, you know, canvas G clays. We'll have a game we work in with the live auction for, you know, a really, really nice, you know, $1,000 shotgun. We try to keep the live auction a little bit smaller and simple so we can get people out of there,
sure,
you know, at a decent time that night. You know, it is Friday. Everybody always has a big weekend ahead.
Right. Well, that's great. Again, this is the 18th annual Hunting Heritage Fundraiser for the Rampart Range Local Chapter of NWTF. This will be Friday, March the 10th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, and the doors will open at 5 p.m., dinner served at 6:30, and they always have good food, and again, meet a lot of great people, and just something that you can do. To become a member is a great thing, but it, once again, that will come included with your ticket price, $60 for the single, $80 a couple, and that will include one membership there. And again, you can reach Mike at 303-419-4581. Follow him on Facebook, as I mentioned earlier, and that's the, Facebook is Rampart Range NWTF. So, Mike, hey, man, we appreciate it, and we look forward to getting you on a few more times here, hopefully, before the banquet, and hopefully we can get a bunch of people out there for you.
Absolutely. And as always, we thank you for your support from Sportsman of Colorado.
All right, man, we appreciate it. That's Mike Llewellyn. Again, that's the Rampart Range chapter. Come to this banquet. It's a lot of fun. That's Friday, March the 10th, and you can reach Mike for ticket information at 303-419-4581. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
I was in this accident. It wasn't my fault, and I was seriously injured.
That's awful. Here's your change from Pump 3.
After I got out of the hospital, my insurance company started giving me the runaround. I mean, I thought they were supposed to be on my side. Why am I paying so much money if they're just going to deny my claim?
Sorry to hear about that. Would you like fries with that?
I just don't know what to do. Do I even have a case? What do you think?
I don't really know, sweetie. I'm your mom, not your lawyer.
Don't talk to just anyone about your personal injury case. Call the law office of Kevin Flesh and get a professional opinion. Kevin will answer all of your questions, and he will help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. Kevin Flesh has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. If you've been injured in an accident, call Kevin Flesh at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you are lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And right now we're selling all 2017 Chevrolets at employee supplier pricing, plus all the rebates, for a total of up to $11,000 off on some vehicles. And we need your trade-ins, and we'll pay the highest prices anywhere, whether you owe money on it or not. Give us a chance. You won't be sorry. I guarantee you that nobody can sell you a Chevrolet for less than Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, just a couple of reminders, the Rampart Range local chapter, National Wild Turkey Federation, their banquet is Friday, March the 10th. And you can call Mike Llewellyn for that, 303-419-4581. Get equipped with the sun. Get a PSL. The PSL, Personal Solar Light, offers you hours of bright, beautiful light, extreme durability, no hassle solar recharging, patented light control, and waterproof construction, all in one portable, easy-to-use device. It's a bright LED lights, 107 lumens. We connected with these folks at the International Sportsman's Expo, and I'm telling you, I love this light. It's compact, portable, weighs only about 4.2 ounces, long-lasting up to 30 hours with just one solar charge of 4 hours. It's full waterproof construction, safe to use in the water, and high-grade battery And you can go to personalsolarlight.com for more information on that. But I'm telling you, that is the coolest light. I have to show you guys this.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Love to see it. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, Larry Sanford is in studio. He's the president of Outdoor Buddies. Dan Brown is on the board of directors. So, gentlemen, we talked about our banquet coming up. Let's talk about that. Dan, fill us in a little bit about your banquet.
Well, this is an annual event. It's a fundraiser for Outdoor Buddies. And we normally have around 300 people, our members, mostly attend. And we have a live auction and other activities for the evening and a great meal. And very enjoyable, and gives our members and volunteers the opportunity to come out and, you know, be together for one evening and socialize, tell their hunting stories, and just have a great time. And of course, gives us an opportunity to recognize our volunteers as well, which we alluded to earlier, the need for volunteers. And anyone interested in volunteering can contact me, Dan Brown, and I'll give you my phone number. That's probably
sure.
the easiest way.
Yep.
And that's 843-816-0901.
Okay.
I would give you my email, but
okay.
It'd be a little bit difficult.
And you know what? If you're driving around or something, just shoot us an email, Scott at Sportsman of Colorado. We'll get you hooked up with him. But I'm telling you, we could use some folks, and I say we because we have formed a partnership with him, but we could use some folks even for this banquet just to help out some things there with some different games they do. But again, this is a great organization, so I hope you'll come and help us out there. And I hope you'll come and attend. And this, again, is Saturday, April the 22nd. And you can go to outdoorbuddies.org, Larry, and get tickets right there.
Yeah, correct? Absolutely. You can go right on our website and PayPal and get tickets. We can also, we also have corporate tables.
Okay.
And I believe there's 8 chairs to a table. And sometimes we have corporate, they really don't care to come to the banquet, but they'll buy a table or 2 tables and say, here, you know, bring a bunch of those folks with disabilities or youth that can't afford to come to something like that,
right,
and allow them to be a part of that. And it is amazing to see them show up. And then when the corporate folks get the pictures and stuff, the next year they come.
Yeah.
Because they want to be a part of it. Yeah,
sure,
so
sure.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, shouldn't do it for just this, but it is 100% tax deduction, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe you can help that out, help us out in that way. Maybe buy a table, buy a few spots at a table, whatever the case may be. And if you'll get in touch with us here, again, at Sportsman of Colorado, we can help you out, connect you with all the numbers. But if you would like to volunteer, again, you can call Dan at 843-816-0971.
01.
Oh, 01. Okay. Let me do that again. Then 843-816-0901.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good deal. Okay. So let's talk about some other things. Again, the banquet is our huge deal, and that's something we really want to concentrate on. But and either one of you guys can answer. What are some of the other programs you have coming up this year?
Well, they're not all fundraisers. We've got a pheasant hunt coming up March 25th, which I'm already getting bombarded by a bunch of disabled folks. They're not just from Colorado. I had a guy from Texarkana call me and say, hey, I am sitting around the house all the time. Can I come to that pheasant hunt? Yeah, come on up. So he's going to come. He said, well, I really can't afford to. I'm going to pay for the gas and stuff. Is there any way you guys have a place to stay? Well, the place that we've got, that we're having it, the guys that own the lodge are allowing us to stay there. So this guy's going to come up and enjoy it. So we've got that. And then we've got our Sporting Clay fundraiser at Colorado Clays.
Okay.
That's August 5th this year. That you can buy corporate teams. You can come out as individuals, and we'll set you up as a team. Come shoot a round of Sporting Clays and have a great time. And we'll probably have a roast pig again this year. And just it's just a hoot.
Right.
You can ride around in a track chair. All this money that we, you gracious folks, donate, we use it to buy adaptive equipment. And what I mean adaptive equipment, I mean everything from like the folks that can't see. We use iScopes, and we use a couple other type of pieces of equipment, but they all cost money.
Sure.
And
they're not cheap.
They are not cheap. Every time you say medical,
yeah,
something, you can take a pair of Nike shoes and then put something medical on it, and they're all of a sudden, instead of $100, they're $500. Yeah, you know, yeah. So,
well, as you guys know, I mean, I just came back from D.C. where my sister is a diabetic. She had lost a leg 6 years ago, just had another leg, her other leg amputated. And so, I mean, I know firsthand, boy, the expense of this. And what you're talking about is where some people just, and my sister thankfully is not like this, but they just feel like, man, what's my life going to be like now?
Yeah.
You know, and now. It's so true. You guys get to, man, put a smile back on people's faces and let them get out.
And that's true, Scott. I mean, everybody knows somebody that has, you know, cancer, or yeah, has come back from the war, or, you know, or, you know, a whole, you know, everybody knows somebody. And we get that all the time. Hey, my uncle or my wife, they're all is on the couch and they're not doing anything. You know, I'm afraid we're going to lose them because of that. And all of a sudden they sign up and.
Right.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perk up.
Gated bar the door.
two events I'd like to talk about just briefly.
Sure.
First, we just finished an ice fishing outing up at Terriel Reservoir. I think we had 30 plus people there. Really a great time. Food, you know, people on the ice. People have been ice fishing that went ice fishing for the first time.
Wow.
And had a great time. The second event, I think, that I particularly enjoy the most is the first week of the antelope hunt every year. We took out, I believe it was 66 hunters this last October, the first week of October.
Wow. In 6 days.
A lot of youth. I really enjoy working with the youth. Some of them have never even fired a rifle until mm-hmm. getting ready for this outing. And so it's a good way to get the youth into the hunting part of what, you know, part of life, really. And so we do that every October, and individuals can go to our website, sign up for the big game hunts, as long as they have all the license and the hunting requirements. We can get many of them out for a good antelope hunt.
Wow, that's great. Our last few minutes here, and Larry, it may be best for this, but give us just one story of someone maybe that's done a, you know, hunt recently and just something that just, you know, just made say, hey, if this was the only event we got to do was take this one person hunting and I got to be there and see all this or hear about it, then everything we do would be worth it.
You know, that's easy, Scott. There's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many. But I'm going to tell you about a young man. He's 24 now. And, you know, Connor Dossett, his dad, Alan Dossett, and his wife, their family has worked at helping Connor get back in the outdoors. Connor was was in the service, was in the Navy, dove off a pier and ended up being paralyzed from the neck down. Oh, they came back to Colorado and we ended up, they called us and said, hey, is there any way for Connor to be able to get back in the outdoors? He'd love to shoot because they taught him how to shoot these ARs or the guns in the service. Our family doesn't, we've never shot guns. So can you come and help us do that? Well, gladly. So we started 5 years ago to get this young man, out shooting and get him hunting and whatnot. And it was a progressive thing. This year, he went out and got his very first antelope and he got his very first cow elk. And to be able to go with him on that hunt, his dad, God bless him, he has taken a Toyota Land Cruiser of, I don't know the year or anything, but an older one, and has adapted it. Now, this is a young man that's paralyzed from the neck down. So he has to use a sip and puff mechanism to, you know, windage up and down, side to side, looks through the scope, and then actually uses a straw deal to actuate the trigger. And you can imagine trying to get this.
Man, it's hard for me to get lined up. And
oh my God. Something. Yeah, he just gets lined up, and then all of a sudden the antelope takes a step.
Right.
You know, and he's so excited. And I know he can't feel anything from the neck down, but if he was going to walk, that was going to be the time that he was going to do it. I was so proud of him. It was one of those deals that that family took the ball and ran with it, and they continue to do the same thing. One of many.
Right.
One of many.
Boy, that's great. Yeah.
Awesome
family.
And
show me some pictures, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so rewarding to see people, and the reward is not killing of the animal. You know, it's seeing Connor or the folks succeed.
Sure.
They came from being, you know, productive young men and women, yep, and they don't know if they can get back to being productive young men and women.
Sure.
Of course they can. They just have to have the vehicle, the drive, and somebody to say, yeah, you can.
Wow.
You know, let's go and do it. And the only way you're going to do it is to get out there in the outdoors, get a hold of outdoor buddies, and we'll help you. We'll help get you back in the outdoors.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Outdoorbuddies.org. Listen, folks, we need your help, okay? We got to have people come to this banquet, spend some money with, I'm going to be honest, spend some money with us, bid on some great items that they will have, and we didn't have time to get into all that, but we will here in our next coming shows of all the different things that are going to be available there. But this is Saturday, April 22nd. Again, this is for Outdoor Buddies, a fundraiser banquet. Again, if you're a corporate person out there or just an individual, maybe you want, we call it a corporate table. Hey, if you want to buy a few chairs for somebody, we've got people that will come, I promise you. But if you want to volunteer, again, you can reach Dan at 843-816-0901. So, guys, look forward to this relationship. Thank you for being a part of our show, and we're going to do everything we can to help you as well. And get out there and enjoy the outdoors. And you guys are heading to Trinidad as we speak after the show, right?
Yeah, we've got two disabled hunters. We're headed down there, and, you know, there's some rancher down there that has some elk tearing up their property and whatnot. So, through the Parks and Wildlife and the rancher and the land manager down there and Outdoor Buddies, we're going to all help each other.
Wow.
So go out down and have a good time this weekend. And it looks like it'll be pretty warm. So,
yeah,
we'll have a good time.
All right, good deal. Well, Dan, thank you very much, bud.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Scott.
And we want to thank all of our guests today, Willie Schmidt, Trevin Stolfus, Castle Rock, NWTF banquet. Remember their banquet there. And let's see, that is May the 10th. And again, you can call Mike at 303-419-4581. That's the Rampart Range chapter there. And again, our good friends here at Outdoor Buddies. Our show today was brought to you by Personal Solar Light, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, where they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Their goal is to help you keep your furry friend happy and healthy throughout its life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. All of your pet care needs can now be met under one roof at their convenient facility in Lone Tree, Colorado. I love that they open early and close late. Again, we've been using Lone Tree Vet for over 12 years now, and we've trusted our pets to them, and you can too. Call them today at 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Check out their website at lonetreevet.com. They're an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for Sportsman of Colorado. Hope you have a great, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.